and I don't see how it go really with either one of them, and then us just spend a lot of time talking about picking fine lawyers and people that entitled our sport. Best I can do is rework the Adlai Stevenson organization with Doyle and take this other fellow who fought the devil out of us, me at least, and playing with them, I might as well not be president. Now, I told him last night, I said, one of my boys, you go get me 6 best lawyers in Wisconsin. I'll just have ABA give me a clearance on them, and I'll send 2 of them up there. If they won't turn them down, they can do it. But I don't know no reason why I should have to go along with Doyle and this fellow, governor, whatever his name is. What's his name?
Reynolds.
Reynolds. And there must be some other lawyers there besides 2 that some politician gets behind.
Yeah, we can find other lawyers. You're going to just be in a fight with the senator. That's,
Can't you send 2 names that be pretty difficult for him to fight? There must be some very outstanding man that's not tied into politics that nobody could really
fight.
Yeah,
I think we can find a man that'd be pretty difficult for him to fight. They'll be sore, Mr. President.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we can find a man that, you know, you could win on. Take time. I think we can do that.
When is the second Wisconsin judgeship open?
September or October. No hurry on that.
Well, can you send them up beforehand?
I don't think we have no on that. Not until you actually receive. He's indicated his intention of resigning, but he hasn't formally resigned as of that date. You can send it up when you get that, if I can get a letter like that. Try it.
Well, I might get it. Now, I don't know what else we have that's urgent, if anything. That seems to be the most urgent. I guess that Fifth Circuit's pretty urgent.
Fifth Circuit's urgent, too.
Well, did you ever make any progress with Stennis?
Told Stennis. It's been told that the ABA finds his man unqualified. He's too old. And want somebody else. And that's where it stands, Mr. President. At least that's where it stands as far as... I don't know whether Ramsey's done anything on that this week or not.
What did he say about...
About who?
Coleman.
Let
me finish, operator.
Coleman's a puss.
Hello?
Did you fly through, Mr. President?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to finish the attorney general.
Yes, and Eastman were interested in that, Mr. President.
They are interested?
Yeah.
Well, now, here's what I might do. Sake, you be damn sure now not to let this Lindzen crowd take these civil rights groups away from you.
No, they won't.
I got to see ADA today. Should you meet with us?
ADA people?
Mm.
Whatever your pleasure on it is, Mr. President.
Well, what's your judgment? It's pretty good.
Are they going to meet on...
They're going to meet with me, and they won't talk about problems. And I say that, too, Vietnam and civil rights. Uh-huh. And they're going to want to do more on civil rights, fight here at home, and less fight overseas.
Which place do they want to use gas? If they're going to talk about the voting thing with you, why, civil rights,
what about Joe Rouse, judge here? Should we go on with him?
I've always...
He's not as good as the other one.
Not as good as the other one, no. I agree with that, Mr. President. He's all right. And, I always thought Rouse ought to get something.
Well, we'll just tell him. I guess we just have to tell him that we're going with you. And what about Martin Luther King's economic boycott?
Well, it's a terrible idea, Mr. President, but I think that the way you played it yesterday is right, because I think he's helping us a little bit to get off the demonstrations down there, to cool that off a little bit. And I think this economic boycott is the way he's doing it, and I think it'll all fizzle. I think at an appropriate time, he says he's going to develop it now, we can then say rather mildly why it isn't too good an idea. A lot of other people will say that for you, in a way. You know, they're all jumping, so you don't have to take him on hard. And it is helpful not to have a lot of people marching down there.
What have you happened to our troops down there?
What has happened to them?
Yeah, they're all out?
They're all out now, Mr. President. I still have people down there, but a lot of bureau and a few marshals down there.
Have you got any great man that you know that would agree to be head of the CIA? What about Burke Marshall?
He'd be great, Mr. President. I was the only one I thought of.
Would he do anything like that?
Would he?
Yeah.
He'd probably do it if he was asked.
Is he mean enough to mix up that hamburger and that pepper? And
I think so. You know, he worked in intelligence in the war. Will he do that?
No.
Yeah. That background.
He seems to me like an awful sweet man.
He is a sweet man, but he's also hard. I mean, you know, in the...
Well, you know what they do.
Makes the hard decisions.
You know what some of these guys do, don't you?
Yeah.
I think I might shove you off into it a little bit, but I don't know about Burke. I don't know him that well. And I would sure like his evaluation ability and his salesmanship, because he knows how to handle me without any trouble. But I don't know whether he would stay awake at 2 o'clock in the night and take the dirt out behind the bridge and let him run off of it. Do you know anybody best? I was just thinking of him. Will you give some thought to it today and let's talk over the weekend?
Yes, I will, Mr. President.
Hoover recommends this fella Coyne, who's Clark Clifford's intelligence board, and Kennedy had him study things after the Bay of Pigs. Clark Clifford recommends him very strongly. I don't see that he has the intellectual perception that I would want and the ability to evaluate the international interests and conflicts that I'd want. I think he's more of a cop. But what I want is a careful man and an analytical man and a good man, but one that can light the fuse if it just got to be done to save his country.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go strike that match and setting off dynamite, a lot of them hesitate. A fellow like Dave Bell would like to do it, but he just doesn't like to blow up a home. You follow what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.